And as always, I speak in the name of the one true and living God, who is Father, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When we take time to think about life, I suppose in many ways we might say that we, by and large, are products of our own environment. What do I mean by that? Well, we are products of all those that we have journeyed with in life, all those who have influenced in life, taught us in life, encouraged us in life, shaped us in life, been with us in life. Our parents, our friends, our teachers, our work environments, all those things contribute to who we are in our lives. And when we reflect on that, we realize that there are many people who have taught us good and wise things in our lives. We might always say there are many people who haven't taught us such good and wise things in our lives either. But when I look back in my life and I think about the influence, for example, of my parents and teachers, there are things that I still carry with me to this day. I remember when I was about 11 or 12, the headmaster of the school that I was at in Belfast, teaching the boys how to give a good firm handshake. Apparently that was and is an impressive thing. Do you know when you shake someone's hand and it's a bit like a wet fish? That's your handshake, I apologise. But anyway, I was always taught it gives a good first impression when you shake someone's hand firmly. And when I look back to, of course, my mum and dad were a great influence. I remember my mum teaching me on many occasions the importance of approaching a big task. You could get overwhelmed by the amount, perhaps, that had to be done. And I remember my mum on many occasions saying to me, Craig, you've got to break it down into small tasks. And as you can complete all those small tasks, eventually you will find that the big task is done. Or my dad modelling and teaching me about honesty and integrity in life. If you don't have those two things about you in life, or if you have those two things, then you can go a long way. People will always respect you. I wonder what kind of wisdom people passed on to you in your life. I wonder what sort of things that even many years later you draw upon and use in your daily lives. As I've said, of course, some of the wisdom we pick up in life is not, in my opinion, very helpful. One of the bits of wisdom that I hear many people say, and I do wonder, is it helpful, is this. People say, well, my philosophy or wisdom in life is look after number one. And I just wonder, is that really the best way to live life? Yes, there are times we've got to put ourselves first, but is that really the best philosophy, where we have disregard for everybody else? I wonder, is there a better way to live than simply living for number one in life? Just my own thought. Well, today we are starting a new series. We've been in the New Testament book of Acts for a few months, and today we are going to spend a little bit of time in the book of Proverbs, which comes about a third of the way through the Bible. The book of Proverbs could be described as the book that teaches God's people how to live wisely in life. And today we're going to kind of set the foundation a little bit, and then over these next coming weeks we're going to see what some of the Proverbs maybe challenge or say to us in our daily lives of faith. So let's start at the very basics of all of this. What is wisdom? Well, if we looked up in the dictionary, as I did on all our behalfs, I found that wisdom is described in two ways. There is moral wisdom, knowing the difference between right and wrong. And then there is intellectual wisdom, that is discerning what is true and not true in life. So discerning between what is right and wrong and between true and untrue in life is how the dictionary describes wisdom. And again, if we look up the definition of Proverbs, we find that Proverbs are short, memorable sayings whose meanings are relevant to everyday situations. And often in a proverb, they don't go into great detail, and yet, in the short way that they describe something, it communicates a whole lot. And every culture has their own kind of proverb. So, for example, we might think of ones in our own culture like an early bird catches the the worm. And we kind of know what that means. Or look before you leap. Or a stitch in time saves nine. Or all those kind of things that don't need explaining. And yet they communicate something wise in life. And if we combine those two things, what wisdom means, knowing right and wrong, true and untrue, and little sayings that communicate something in life, well, that pretty much nails what the book of Proverbs is. The book of Proverbs is the collective wisdom of ancient Israel that spoke into the everyday lives of the people of God and are equally relevant as they speak into our lives, I hope, over these next number of weeks. The book of Proverbs is made up of some poems, of some parables, but often what we find in the book of Proverbs is what's called a couplet. I wonder, have you ever had a conversation with someone and they are saying something nice to you, but you know there's a little word coming, the word but. Have you ever had that kind of conversation? And you know usually what comes after the word but is not going to be so complimentary. Do you know those kind of things? Well, that's kind of what Proverbs kind of sets itself up in this couplet. It gives a little phrase that says something positive, and we'll see this in verse 7 in a moment. And then there is that word but. And usually what comes after that is not so complimentary at all. What we find in Proverbs usually are hard-hitting statements. They challenge the reader to make a judgment about themselves. So are you on this side of the butt or that side of the butt? Which side do you fall on? And it addresses actually over 180 different types of people in all sorts of walks of life. And it covers topics like youth and discipline, family life, self-control, resisting temptation, business matters, words and the use of the tongue and words. So there's lots ahead of us. But let's just again continue to set the foundation. Let's turn to the weekly sheet, if you have it in front of you, just for a few moments. Always good to follow along. If you see in verse 1, we find that the author of Proverbs, we are told, is Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. King Solomon was known as one of the wisest kings of Israel, but when he was being made king, God in a dream said to him, "You can have anything. You can have anything. You can have riches. You can have all the fine things in life." But Solomon chose the gift of understanding and discernment, wisdom. And again, if you remember the story of Solomon, one of the first things that he does is deal with two women. Do you remember the story where one has lost her child sadly, and she takes another's child? And the two women come before Solomon, both claiming to be the mother of that child. And what does Solomon say in his wisdom? Cut the child in two. Because he knew that the real mother would not want to see the child die. She would rather see the child be reared by the fake mother rather than to lose her child. And in his wisdom, Solomon was able to discern who was telling the truth and not. That's the King Solomon that we're talking about. And then in verses 2 to 4, it gives us the purpose of the book. And I've already kind of talked into that. It's for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair. It's likely that the book of Proverbs started off as a book of instruction for parents, instructing their children in life skills. In fact, the first 9 chapters is often seen through the eyes of a father and a mother instructing their children. But as we will see over these weeks, the book of Proverbs actually contains wise sayings that are relevant for all people through all ages and stages of life. And then verses 5 and 6, they invite us to engage with the words that we are going to read. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. We might describe the book of Proverbs as the very first self-help book. We go into a bookstore and there are shelves and shelves of self-help books on every different subject you can imagine in life. Well, Proverbs is perhaps the very first self-help book, helping the people of God understand, learn, and discern what is the godly way of living in life, what is God-honoring, and what is not. So as we build on that foundation, let's come to the end of the passage that we read and to the first couplet that I talked about a few moments ago in verse 7. And again, notice the word but that comes in between the two corresponding parts of the phrase. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. One is saying that the wise always want to learn. The other side is saying the foolish decide that they already know it all in life. Have you ever met anyone like that? I'm sure none of us have. And I don't know why the image coming to mind is that men and women driving on a journey. And the woman is saying, stop and ask for directions. I don't know why that's coming to my mind in this moment. And the man is saying, ah, it'll be all right. We're grand. We'll just keep going for a bit longer. And an hour later, does that happen in it? No, I'm sure that doesn't happen to any of us here. But anyway, what the passage is saying is that we should always be open to learning in life. Every day and every experience is an opportunity to learn. The wise understand that learning is important, whereas the fools say, I know it all, I've learnt everything. And especially when it comes to the things of God, the wise are open to understanding God, engaging with God, and thinking about God, whereas perhaps the foolish say, I'm happy with what I have learned in life, I don't need a God or any godly wisdom. And I looked at various Bible commentaries and scholars, and they supported this theme, that the first part talks about giving God his place, that God is the author of creation, therefore as the author of creation is also the wisest of all that we can learn in life. Very often when I am a part of lots of church conversations, what saddens me is that God's voice is given a place among human voices as equal. And that might not sound bad, but actually I think we've forgotten that God's voice is not one among equals. God's voice is higher than human understanding. It is God who created us. Therefore, it is God's wisdom that we place high above human understanding. And that, for me, in a nutshell, describes that verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, giving God his place, whereas the fool says, human understanding is all that I need. The fear of God is the foundation of the true wisdom, to true understanding, to true application in life. So as we over these weeks embrace the book of Proverbs, the sayings of this book form a library of instructions on how we are to live godly lives on earth. If we call ourselves the people of God, Christians, then surely we want to seek God's wisdom and will on our lives. We want to live godly lives that bring honour and glory to God. Are we open to what these proverbs might say to us? Is the question I want to leave with each one of us today. Are we open to what they might say and speak into our lives? And as we leave the passage today, I leave that couplet before us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to learn every day in life. What a joy it is through all experiences to learn something new. And I pray that our hearts and our minds and our lives would always be open to learning, that we never reach a point where we say, I know it all. And as it comes to the things of God, that we equally would be open and humble to engage with, to think about, to learn about the things of God, and to take those wise things into our lives, so that we may live godly and God-honoring lives every day. So Lord, help us to open ourselves to what this book, what these proverbs might say to us in the weeks ahead. And I pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.